You know, it's interesting. There's that hum that until I realize that, you know, you're taping that, I don't even hear it. You know, it's just so part of me when I'm centered and when I'm focused, I'm not even aware of that sound.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why. What inspires them to continue and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Christy Downing lives on a picturesque stretch of Lake Superior Beach. She's been throwing pots for decades, but now she's working exclusively with a technique known as raku.
I started potting almost 49 years ago, and the first 35 years were all functional. So it was stoneware, the usable dishes, all the typical things that are functional pottery. When I moved here in 1998, I had the place and the space to be able to do things different. So I was just like, okay, I've been there, I've done that, I've done all the functional. What can I do now that's exciting when I've got this beautiful area to create in? So raku was what came to mind. I had taken a workshop and had done a little when I was down in the cities, but never had the place or the space that I could actually do it. So when I got here, I was like, okay, raku, that's it. And the thing about raku is that it's unpredictable. It's exciting. At least the way I do it, you can't make two pots alike because there are so many variables. And each variable causes a different reaction to that pot. So it sort of corresponds with how I'm living my life. I used to live a more predictable life, and now I'm living a less predictable life with doing less predictable pottery, and it's fun.
Raku is probably centuries old and started with Japanese artists creating tea bowls. There are different ways to do raku. Christy has followed the method common on this side of the Pacific.
Raku is the process of how it's fired. And I throw all my pots on the pottery wheel, whether it's going to go into stoneware or other alternative firings. Then it gets dried. It gets bisque, which is the first firing. So then it's ready for a glaze. With raku, it gets glazed and then fired in my raku kiln up to about 1900 degrees Fahrenheit. And that takes about an hour. So it's a very fast fire. Then the pots are taken out hot and they're put in garbage cans that have combustibles in. And a combustible then is going to be sawdust, newspaper, dried leaves, straw, hay, whatever you can find. And when that hot pot, and this is in a garbage can, when that hot pot hits that dried material, it ignites it. And so when you get a good fire in that garbage can, I cover it. So when I put the cover on the garbage can, it puts out the fire. And then the pots are sitting in what is a very heavy, smoky reduction atmosphere. And it's in that reduction atmosphere that it's working its magic with the glazes in the different on the different pots. They're in the garbage can for about 15 minutes, then taken out, they're still hot, and dropped in pails of cold water. Hopefully Lake Superior water. When I do classes, the students go down to the lake to get the water. When I'm here alone, I have to admit I get it out of the sink. But it's still the same. They get dropped in cold water, and then if they cool off very quickly, especially if it's Lake Superior water, I mean like in 30 seconds, probably the pot's cool enough to handle. And then you scrub it. And I use these little 3M scrubbies with soft scrub. And it's because the pot is now covered with soot and carbon from the smoky atmosphere that it's been in. So you scrub that away and it just reveals the magic of all the different wonderful colors.
There are so many variables in play, and to make her point about what raku is, Christy tells this story.
I had a couple come in and I was explaining the variables because the variables are sort of how you glaze it, how thick the glaze is, which is hard to get exactly the same. Where it sits in the kiln, some parts, it's a propane fired, and the flames come up on certain pots, not on other pots. Some parts of the kiln are hotter than others. The center is usually a little cooler. The order I take them out, the first pot I take out is the hottest. The next pot's starting to cool. So, and then when I put the first pot in this garbage can, it ignites it. And the second pot goes in to a different atmosphere than the first pot went into. So which variable caused which pot to have that certain character that it has? So I was explaining this to a couple who came in, and the guy said, "That's very interesting." He said, "I'm an identical twin, and we're identical and we're different." And he said, "Would you make me two pots, same size, do exactly the same thing with everything, and send them to me? And one pot will be for me and one will be for my brother." And I did that. And I had two very similar pots and two very different pots.
Even though raku is a traditional art form, that doesn't preclude experimenting and going outside the boundaries.
One of the exciting things that I did this year was I have a black petunia plant. And my son, every year he gives me a hanging plant for Mother's Day. And this year it happened to be black petunia, which I'd never seen. And as I did hit at these, I noticed that my fingers were getting purple. And I'm like, ooh, I wonder what this might do with pottery. So I started putting these dead-headed flowers, petals, into water and let it seep and got a really brilliant purple color. And then started to experiment with what I could do with this natural dye. And what I have found is that if you've got it on the pot and then you fire it, it burns it out, because it's 1900 degrees is going to burn out that natural color. So I had to figure out ways that I could fire a pot and still get it colored. So, you know, I've taken pots that I put horsehair on and then put that hot pot with horsehair into my black petunia dye. And I mean, the results, I'm just like flying high, because it's another new thing that I'm trying. And this one, so far as I know, was sort of my own little experiment. So there are various beads. When I'm centering, it's the fastest, which is right now what this is. As the pot gets... I mean, I just love that unpredictability. I want the pot to be what it's going to be with all these variables and say, that's not what I expected. But, you know, you are who you are, and it's good. So that's part of what I love about raku. If you have it too fast with a thin pot, it'd probably fly right.
For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.